Hello.
Yeah, did you hang up the call?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, we got disconnected. Now, can you just do one thing? Like, the thing is that somebody else is also using your network and they are making some fraudulent charges without your any authorization. Now, we need to go ahead and we need to check that whatever the things they are doing it correctly or not. Now, could you just tell me that apart from this online banking, do you do deals with any cryptocurrencies?
No.
Okay. And as I can see on the server that somebody has registered yourself to this website. Like, who uses this application that is Crypto Spend?
I don't use it. No one.
Okay, can you just open up that Crypto Spend, that account?
Okay. It's open. Let's start anyway. You open it. Yeah, I don't use it.
Who have downloaded this application?
I did, like a long time ago, but I didn't use it.
You don't know this, your email?
Like, I never used it.
You never used it. And who have downloaded this application?
Me. Of course me. But I don't know why. I can't remember.
You can't remember why you have... Okay, now put your email address over there.
Yeah, done.
Okay. Right. And apart from this bank, do you banking with any other bank that you have checked apart from the three banks?
No.
Do you use Zip?
Yes.
So can you just log in into your Zip account?
Yes.
Allow me some moment. नहीं उसका पेमेंट ये हो गया है तो बोला आई डोंट नो
Hello.
Yep.
Hi, sir. Thank you for holding the line. This is James. The call has been forwarded to me for further help. I do believe that you have a word with our junior and senior representative, and they have just helped you to, you know, to fix the things. But somehow, the call has been forwarded to me. Anyways, can you please tell me first that have you ever shared any of your personal or any of your financial things to anyone?
No.
You have not. And do you actually do online shopping with eBay? Like, when was the last time you have used your eBay account? Do you remember?
I remember it was like that. I can't remember exactly, but as long as it was, maybe myself and that maybe 3 hours ago.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, nobody. Now listen to me very carefully. What we have found, all of your information has been corrupted and compromised by some online hackers. There are 25 hackers who are, you know, keep misusing your information and your banking information on the different platforms. Like, as they have get registered yourself on the different platforms like as Amazon, on eBay, on ZipPay, or you know, lots of online platforms so that they can steal your hard-earned money. Well, these people, they actually are not working for your money. They are looking for your identity. They're trying to steal your identity so that they can, you know, use your identity for some kinds of illegal activities. Right.
Okay.
So at the moment, what we are going to do is we are going to block all of your, you know, all the people who are connected and doing these kinds of illegal things. And we will also go ahead and secure all of your information, which has been corrupted and compromised by these people. Right.
Okay.
So at the meantime, sir, can you please tell me what can you see in your screen at the moment?
ZipPay,
right, okay. Now, look on the top. Do you see there would be, like, where you can see good afternoon? Left, on the right inside top, there would be a man logo. Give a click on it.
Logo, yeah.
Okay, and then give a click on manage ZipPay account.
Okay.
Now, is there any option called credit limit? Give a click on it.
Okay.
Credit limit. Yes. Okay, got it. Give a click on okay, got it.
Okay.
Now, change payment method. Give a click on change payment method.
Okay.
Now, do you see the card which is ending with 2087? This card has been invalid. Just give a click on it and remove it.
Okay.
And just do let me know that have you got the debit card of your Commonwealth Bank?
Yeah.
Okay, just give a click on it. Is that debit card ending with 2087?
Yeah.
That debit card ending with 2087, right? Okay. And apart from that debit card, do you have the Westpac debit card as well?
I don't have that one before.
Okay. And apart from that Commonwealth debit card, do you have any another debit card? Because we already have been secure that card. Apart from that debit card, have you got any another one?
No.
You haven't, right? Okay, no worries. Now, just give me a second. Let me go ahead and have a conversation with my team that what to do next. Right. And at the meantime, sir, I just want you to, like, press the home button, open up your camera.
Open camera.
Open camera, yes. And have you got... And whatever the debit card you have got, just take a clear picture of your debit card.
The new one?
The new one, yes.
What for then?
I beg your pardon?
What for? Why I should put a new card?
No, you don't need to put a new card. You need to take a clear picture of your debit card. The new one, debit card, which you have got. Just give me a second.
Yeah. Okay, so if I take a photo of it, I'm giving you... the information of my card.
No, you're not giving me or you're not sharing any of your banking things to me in this legal recorded line. It's my humble request to you that don't share any of your personal and financial things to me in this legal recorded line. We are just going to secure all of your information which has been corrupted and compromised. Right. Just give me a second first. Let me just go ahead and I have a conversation with my anti-fraud department manager, and I'll get it back to you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for holding the line, sir. I have a word. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for holding the line. I have a word with my anti-fraud department team, and what they have suggested me to do is they have told me to check first that how much your information has been corrupted and compromised by these online hackers. And then after, they have told me to go ahead and put a security on all of your information which has been corrupted and compromised. So, at first, I want you to open up your Google Chrome browser. Do you have a Google?
Yeah.
All right. Just simply open up the Google browser.
Yeah.
And once you open up the Google browser, look on the top. Just try to find a new, like a fresh tab, a Google page.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And once you open up a new tab, I want you to type in over there validator. Do I have to spell it for you? The validator. V as in Victor. Yeah, letter V. V as in Victor. Letter V.
Okay. What? V.
V. V. V as in Victor. Letter V.
Okay. V.
A as in Apple. Letter A.
Okay.
L as in Lima, letter L.
Okay.
Now, do you see the first option? Do you see any suggestions came up like as validator?
Yes.
Lovely. Just simply give a click on it. Now, before I go any further steps, I want you to explain you that what is the validator. Now, this validator site has been provided us by the government of Australia. So whenever we found any hacking or any, you know, illegal activities with the victims, we just take the victims to this particular website to check the markup validity of the web and document. So as we can assume that all of your information has been corrupted and compromised by these online hackers, and they are misusing it for their own illegal purpose, right? So let's just go ahead and check that how much your information is actually safe and how much it was actually corrupted and compromised by these people, so that we can go ahead and put a security on it, so that no one can be able to use your information without your permission. Now, this is the first option, the W3C Markup Validation Service. Simply click on it.
The
W3C Markup Validation Service. Give a click on it. The first one. The first one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. CWS Validation.
Yes. Now, once you open up this page, you'll got to see. Come a page back, sir. Come a page back. You have got on the wrong page. Come a page back.
Okay.
Now, look on the top, the first one, where you can see the
okay.
W3C Markup Validation Service.
Okay.
You can click on it. And once you click on it, just to let me know what can you see over there.
I see Markup Validation Service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And is there any option called this validator check the markup validity of web document? This validator check the markup validity of web document. Lovely. Now, look on the top. There would be a white long search panel where you can type something and then you can search for it. Do you see that? Address panel.
Okay.
Lovely. Now, just give a click on it and type in over there www.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, just put down the card details, the new card which you have got from your bank. Just type the number of your bank and check it, that is it safe or not.
make sure that you're not going to send or you're not going to share any of your banking details to me. Right.
Why is it called the card number?
The card number, and there would be a expiration date, or there would be a CVV. At first you take the card. At first you put the name of your bank.
Okay. Commonwealth. Commonwealth.
Yes. COM.
Yes.
Then type the name, type the number of your card.
Okay.
And make sure that you are putting the correct information.
Yeah. I put the number already.
Okay, lovely. And then give a forward slash over there.
What's that?
Put a forward slash, and then type the CVV. There would be the 3-digit number at the back of the card.
Okay, so I give it space or just
give a forward slash.
Okay. Yeah.
And then type over there the CVV number.
Okay.
The three digit numbers, yes.
Okay.
And then type the date. There would be expiration date.
I type it another way.
Give a forward slash.
Yes.
Then type the expiration date.
Okay. Yeah.
It would be you need to put down your month over there and the year.
Yeah.
Then give a dot.
Okay, dot.
Yes. Give me a second. Stay with me for a second. Okay. Then give a COM, com.
Yeah.
COM, com. Charlie Oscar Mother. Then give a click on check.
Alright. Okay.
And what are the results you can see? Is there any option called secure, or is there any option called error, or is there any option called warning or something like that?
Sorry, these documents cannot be checked, and the result is error, blocking validation.
Oh, Jesus. And apart from that, is there any positive results called safe and secure, any option like that, or it just simply told you like errors or blocking things?
I got the following unexpected response when trying to retrieve. Okay, 500, can't connect to W, okay. Name or service not known. If you may address and change to your domain name configuration, you may also want to check that your domain records are correct.
Okay. Now let me just tell you the errors or why you cannot see the positive results over there. Because you have made a mistake over there. But we have got an update that the information which you have put in over there, it has been corrupted and compromised by these people. And make sure the card information which you have put in over there, you have not shared any of you have not shared that card information to anyone. Is that card is active at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. And make sure that you have not shared any of your, card information to anyone. Once I secure all of your cards, and once I secure all of your information, just make sure that you're not going to share any of your personal and financial things to anyone.
Okay.
All right.
Now, apart from this Com Bank debit card, have you got any, like, another debit card?
No, the only one I'm
using. The only one which you have got is the Com Bank debit card, which has been corrupted and compromised. And we have got an update as well that these people, they have tried to use your debit card information on ZipPay. Right. So, I just want you to open up your ZipPay.
Okay.
Open up your ZipPay.
Yeah. Okay, here.
All right, and then it would ask you, like, the PIN or something like that. Is there any option, remove the primary Visa card of yours, which you can see over there?
As payment method.
As payment method, yes. You can click on it. And store securely for future, you will click on save. Now, you need to put down your information here very safe and very securely without giving me any of your banking information. Right. So just put down the information which it was asking you. Make sure you're not going to share any of your personal information to me in this legal recorded line.
Yes,
you will click on save.
Okay.
All right. So, you will click on change payment method again.
Yeah.
And you have successfully got active your card. Right. Now, this is the last one, the Visa card, which you have registered before, which is ending with 2087. You will click on it and remove it.
Okay. Done.
Done. Lovely. Now, just come a page back.
What?
Come a page back. Give a click on credit limit.
Yeah. All right.
Give a click on OK. Got it.
All right.
Just give me a second. Come a page back.
Back again.
Come a page back. Yes. Just come a page back.
Yeah.
Come a page back again.
Yeah.
Do let me know what can you see.
I see my
Okay. Is there any option you can see now? Look on the top. This is something called repayment misused. Right.
All right.
Okay, now just give me a second, let me just, is there any option apply for up to 5K, give a click on it.
Which one?
Apply for up to 5K, yes.
Apply
for up to 5K.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Do click on sign up now.
Alright.
Enter your mobile number.
Yeah.
Do click on send code.
Yeah.
Alright, just try to. Okay, lovely. Give a click on let's go. Alright, now just give me a second here. We have got an update something. Just give me a second, sir. Just bear with me for 2 minutes. Well, a very congratulations, sir. We have got an update from the server that we have successfully secured your Commonwealth card, which has been corrupted and compromised by these fraud people. Now, what I want you to do is, I just want you to log in into your Commonwealth account first. Simply try to get a login in your Commonwealth account.
In where?
In your Commonwealth bank. Just close the zip money, zip pay. We have successfully got secure your card. Alright. Now, I want you to open up your Commonwealth Bank.
Okay.
Yes. And once you open up the Commonwealth Bank.
Yes.
Just do let me know what can you see over there. Just click on pay.
On the bottom.
Do you see any option called pay? Just click on it.
Yeah.
Alright. Now, just give me a second. Check all of the statements one by one.
Alright.
Do you click on pay, like on the bottom? Do you see home, accounts, pay? Do you click on pay?
Yeah.
Transfer between accounts. Do you click on it?
Yeah.
Transfer between accounts. Do you click on it?
Yeah.
And put down your bank, like the PIN which you have. Amount. Do you click on amount?
Yeah.
50. Type in 50.
What's that?
It's type in 50.
50?
50, yes.
Yeah.
Click on transfer. Click on transfer.
Okay.
You can't, yeah. Do you click on OK?
Okay. No, this is
lovely. Now just come a page back, log out from your Commonwealth Bank.
Okay.
And try to get login into your Westpac account, the Westpac one, which you have got. Now we have successfully secured your Westpac account as well. Now let's just go ahead and check the, you know, like the Westpac account once.
Westpac account, but I wasn't using it before, long time. I don't use it.
Scroll up the page, click on cart, you can see. At first, check your statements, check all of your balances, check all of your statements.
Okay, down here.
That how much funds you have got in your Westpac account. You click on home.
Yeah.
So click on home and check all of your statements.
Yeah.
Now just get log out from your Westpac account. Apart from this Westpac, do you have any another bank?
No.
Okay, now our like robotic server is going to help you. If you will got to see like your screen is working automatically, you don't need to touch it. Right. Please don't touch anything. Our robot server is just simply helping you. As you know, like you can see that the secure server, that the robotic server is just working in your mobile phone, and he was just trying to secure all of the things.
Okay.
Right. So you don't need to be worried about anything. if there are any money or if there anything will going to happen with you, we will just simply go ahead and, you know, and our server have found something illegal, here, something like happened over here. Could you please tell me the, like, what can you see over there in your screen at the moment?
TPG.
TPG. You know what it is?
Is communication company.
Somebody is texting something, right? This is just
internet company.
Okay, so you have, like, have you ever, invest any of your funds over this platform before?
No.
You have not. Okay, lovely. No, whatever the things you can see over there, just try to, like, proceed it.
What is this?
Yeah, just, what can you see on your screen at the moment?
Yes.
Just log in to your ANZ account. ANZ Bank.
Yeah.
Lovely. Once you just successfully get logged in, do let me know once. Have you get logged into your ANZ account?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, I've got it. Just don't touch anywhere, right? Now you're going to receive a verification message which has been sent to you. Can you please just try to check it?
Message?
Yeah, a verification code we have sent to the number which you have entered, which is ending with 607. Just try to check it once. Have you got that mobile number?
Yeah, I'm not using it on here.
You are not using that mobile phone number for a year, right? So how do you get a login into your Afterpay account?
I know that it's not your password.
Okay, alright, got it. Just give me a second. So you have lost the access of this mobile phone number?
No, this is not so.
Okay, so
I don't use it here. I use the first one.
You're using the first one, right?
I use the first one.
Okay, you're not using this number, like which is ending with 607.
I'm using it, but I'm not using it here anymore. I'm using password.
Okay, I've got it. Do you have like the email address and password?
Yes.
Okay. Put down your email and password.
Why is that? I just used it today.
Just put down your email address and the password.
Yeah.
Okay. Now just wait, don't touch anywhere or don't do anything. No, just put down your information, sir. Your first name, your last name, your email, and confirm your email.
So why is that? Because this app is working good.
Yeah, this app is working good. We are just going to cancel the charges which has not done by you. The gift card which has been purchased. You don't need to be worried about anything, sir. You just put down the details so that we can complete the procedure. Just put down your name. And the last name?
Yes.
We are just doing the dummy things to distract the mind of the hackers so that we can catch them and get them behind the bars.
Alright, so.
Do a click on confirm. And once you click on confirm, confirm your gift card, give a click on yes. If there would be any option, scroll up the page.
So what I'm paying?
No, you're not paying, sir. You're not paying to anywhere. We are just doing the dummy thing. As I have told you that if there would be any money, yeah.
I just used it today.
So use it today. No worries. Just
got to this.
Yeah, gift card from after pay summary. Just give me a second, we'll let you know what you see over there.
I see.
Confirm. Just click on confirm.
Okay. Alright.
And once you click on confirm, look on the bottom.
Okay.
So I just called up.
Okay, I can't see. No payment.
Okay. Just give me a second. We are just taking two things over here. Right. All right. Now just put down your information over there, which you can see over there.
Which one?
Put down your name, your last name, and your email.
Yeah, mate, but I'm at work, man. Don't forget that. Like, I can't stay all the day on the phone.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Yeah, this is the last time. This is the last thing which we are doing over here.
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a second. All right. You can do your work.
Hello?
Yes, are you still there? Yes, hello. Are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, of course, man.
All right, sir.
Because I'm at work. I can't stay all day on the phone.
You can just leave your cell phone as it is, sir.
I can't use my phone for you, then. I need to use it.
Just give me a second. I have to show something to my manager.
What are you showing him? You're showing him something. It's very secure, man.
Just give me 5 minutes. We have almost done here.
Maybe, I don't know, that you're searching for something secure.
Yes, we are just doing few things over here to secure the things. Right. So you can just leave your cell phone. We have almost done. We are doing few things over here. We have almost secured the payments. The $500 and the $100. Now the server is working automatically. I'm also looking.
Yeah, but you look in some way, it's secure already. This, you can't get anything from this software. You can't find anything.
And why was that, sir? Ma'am, we are not actually buying anything over here.
Yeah, because I want to make calls.
You want to make calls, right?
Yeah, you are at work.
Yeah, we have almost done, sir. Just give me 5 minutes. That's it. I just want your 5 minutes. That's it.
I can't make any calls because I'm talking to the bank and they're corrupting. Yes. And you lost your mobile? Oh. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Me.
Yeah, just give me a second, sir.
station. I'm helping out.
Now just leave your.
Yeah. I'm leaving it, but I need to use it. Like I'm a little sick. I need to use the phone.
Okay.
You can't get anything, believe me. You can't get money. You can't get anything from me because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know where I put my money. I know how I secure my money. Don't worry about it. Believe me.
Okay, so now just check it once, all of your banks. We have secure all of your banks, sir. ANZ, log in into your ANZ bank.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, log in into your Combank. Okay. Now, we have successfully secured all of your information, sir. Now, you can do your work. You can complete the things. We have successfully complete the things.
Okay, so what happened now?
We have found 25 hackers, and they are actually located on the different countries. We have found, like, these hackers, they are located in somewhere USA. What they have done is they have used some kinds of VPN, and now the investigation is on the process. The manager, the National Crime Agencies, are on the process. They're trying to reach them, and they're trying to catch them so that they can get them behind the bars. Right. And we have secured all of your information, so we have secured your Afterpay, each and everything. Now you can use your payment details anywhere, whenever you want. Make sure that you're not going to share any of your information to anyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jitu sir, just take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.